Is my microphone on? I think it is, but we're going to try it.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hi, this is James Schramko, and welcome back to superfastbusiness.com podcast. And this is a listener comments episode. I love to get actual listener call-ins so you can dial in and leave your voice message, which I will then comment on or answer. If you've got a question, I'll do my best to answer it. If you've just got some feedback about superfastbusiness.com, then I also accept those as well. And you don't have to always agree with me, and that's part of the magic of this show. So you will have noticed that superfastbusiness.com looks a bit different these days. We've had another site design, and I'm pleased to announce that we are now getting more than 30,000 visits a month, and we're just on that 60,000 page views per month. So it's really exciting to see it continue to grow. There are more and more subscribers being added because the conversion elements are working well, and the podcast itself is going well because I'm actually putting more dedicated podcasts. In fact, in the last week alone, I've done more interviews, and I love the listener comments thing. So let's get into the listener questions, and we're going to start off with Andrew Cordova.
Hey, what's going on, James? Andrew Cordova here, a longtime listener. I love Super Fast Business, the podcast, and also Think at Get with Ezra. I think you guys make an awesome team. And because of you guys, I'm going to start my own podcast. I'll let you guys know about it as soon as it's up and running. Anyways, I've been implementing Own the Race course and having, you know, seen tremendous results on my own website. I'm going to be launching another website using the same principles and have you to thank for it. So thanks a lot for the idea. And Own the Race course, the free course, it's super awesome. And one question I have for you really quick. On superfastbusiness.com, there's the 7-part business growth training pop-up that comes up on the bottom right-hand corner when you scroll down the page. I think you mentioned it one time in a podcast, but I can't remember what it was. And I kind of want to implement it on one of my sites. So if you could just let us know what it is and where I can get it, I would be super grateful. And also, thanks for putting on to Clay Collins, his lead pages and lead player. I'm getting a ton of opt-ins just from mostly from lead pages, a little bit from the lead player, but those are opt-ins that I wouldn't have gotten before. So I'm super stoked about it. I love the welcome gate and the squeeze pages that fit onto the Facebook page. So yeah, thanks a lot, James, and I look forward to hearing from you guys in the future. Peace.
All right, Andrew, started a podcast and doing more. I'm pleased to be able to have inspired that. And Own the Race course definitely works, no doubt about it. These days I'm getting screenshots from people every few days. In fact, I might do another Own the Race course customer results segment. So if you've been doing Own the Race course and you'd like to feature on that, be sure to leave me a message and I'll see if I can organize that. Now, the plugin is called Scroll Triggered Box, and it's by Dream Grow, and it's free. And that's that little yellow thing that flies up when you scroll down on superfastbusiness.com. And I want to credit Pep Lyer for putting me onto that. He's a really good conversions genius, and we've been installing it on all of our websites, and it's a very, very good way to collect opt-ins on the basis that people are only opting in when they're scrolling down. It's like they're engaged and actually interested in the site enough to scroll, and that's when it shows. So it's a user behavior triggered plugin called Scroll Triggered Box. So well done, Andrew, and I'm really looking forward to hearing how successful the next one is.
Hi, James. James, what would it cost me in money to have your guys build me a site like superfastbusiness.com? The full package with Own the Race course and everything, you know, everything there. And what would it cost me in time to try and build this myself? I've built websites for other businesses, but I'm not a full-time developer or designer, but rather a media guy like yourself, like you've become. So what's your advice on this? I've found it pretty difficult for some odd reason to build my own site. I can build everyone else's, but it seems to be harder building your own. Advice? Love your stuff.
Okay, Brad, that's a great question. My take on this is, well, I'm not building my own site either. I have my team to do that. Anyone can access my team at atlweb.com. And if you go along there and you want a site like superfastbusiness.com, The team are well versed in it since they built it, and we make all our own changes. Now, we build upon a platform called Genesis, which is about to be updated at the time of recording. And you can go along and order a custom website for less than $2,000, and they will do a design mock-up approval process, send you some concepts, you check out the look, and you can make your own version. Now, of course, you're not going to have the exact same template that I have. You might have something very similar, but you'll need to choose your own colors and personality, and you might want some customizations. However, we've put in the hard work to build our site already, so if you want the exact same team to do it and you want a very similar look, go for it. Order it at atlweb.com. Now, if you want to make it mobile responsive so that it works in anything, you'll just need to add some extra hours to that, and we do sell 5-hour packs, which is our most popular program. Then if there's anything else you want done, then we can probably deal with it from most of our business units. We have a business unit called SEO Partner, and if you submit an audio or a video to us, we can do the OTR process for you. And we do 4 of those a month. The same team that do all of my stuff can work on your site. I really appreciate that question, Brad. Thank you for asking it. And don't worry about not being able to work on your own site. As you said, you're a marketer, and that's where your highest value is. Stick to that, just like I do for my business.
Hey, James, this is Brian Knowlton with HowToEarnMoney.tv. I'm just starting publishing a podcast, vidcast, and was wondering if there were any networks that I should definitely submit my podcast to other than the usual iTunes. Really love your blog and all your podcast and videos. Thanks again.
I submit my podcasts to another network called Stitcher because it makes it pretty easy for people to consume media. But that's about it. I put it on iTunes and Stitcher, and of course I stream it on my website using the plugin Blueberry. And I know that a lot of people listen to my podcast on my website. And interestingly enough, around about the same audio downloads per episode as I get for a video, even when I put a video there. So the audio medium is very strong. So there you go. Put it up on iTunes and Stitcher and on your website, and you should be fine.
Hi, James. I'm listening to your video from time to time. So it was a good opportunity to find out your opinion about getting qualified. Actually, I would say that people listen to who they like, because if they are qualified according to whom they are qualified, and you know, there are so many instances that it qualify or disqualify you. And I find it a bit, you know, it's like everything. I'm receiving like 100 emails per week from different gurus, some different social gurus and business people and stuff like that. So when I'm listening to this, I might say, look, I like this content or I dislike this content, but no one in the world can tell me if this is a qualified person or not a qualified person. So this is just my opinion, pure opinion. I'm respecting yours, but I think people are listening to who they like. So actually, it's just more an emotional attachment or an emotional response rather than a fully, like in brackets, qualified person or not. So I'm not a public speaker, but I could be. I mean, I graduated some courses here in Sydney, some NLP things, and I've been to Chris Howard course. Actually, I think I met you at, through Chris Howard courses and this specialized training. And I like what you say and I like what you do, but as I said, it's just a sensitive thing, because some people could say, look, I don't think this is qualified, or this is qualified. So I think it's just a kind of a collective opinion here. Because if you like a person and you say, look, I like his energy, I think he knows what he's talking about, it's just his that people energy, and people will like what they say, what that person says or not. It's just, so I don't know if it matters so much, that kind of qualifying thing, you know. This is just my opinion. I'm Kathleen Anastase. Thank you very much for your email. And I'm just trying to respect the maximum recording duration, which is 3 minutes. Thanks very much, James. And looking forward to speak with you soon. Bye.
All right, Kathleen. I think we totally disagree on that. I think that you can disqualify people from being able to teach you stuff because there are actually certifications and qualifiers that you can reference. One being, if someone purports themselves to be an expert at productivity or effectiveness and they appear to be chaotic and disorganized, that, according to my grandfather, was a good reason not to listen to them about that subject. And I think the trap is that you might like someone, and that's not a good enough reason to follow their advice. In fact, the post that we're talking about here was called How to Protect Yourself from Getting Bad Advice. And the whole concept is there's plenty of lovely, charming, lovely people out there who you might like, but that does not qualify them to teach you. And I think it's a process of disqualification. You should be asking for validation or proof that these people know what they're talking about. And it's not that hard to glean this information. One way is to directly ask them. Another way is to do some research online. But it's the same. That's like saying you should hire someone in any job because you like them. It's just not good enough. You've got to separate the emotion here and go for a little bit more logic when it comes down to this. If you're going to give someone your money, then be very careful who that is. The other thing is, you mentioned you're getting 100 emails a week from marketers. I have to think, how's that working out for you? I would refine down and filter your list to just a few people who are actually getting you results. Think about the information they sent and how you were able to implement it and what results you get. Now, every single day, I'm getting success emails from people saying that they got this or they got that success, and they're commenting on the blog posts and they're making notes about this in my forum. And I know that if I needed to, I could point other people to these examples of success, and that would be proof that perhaps I know what I'm talking about for the topics that I'm covering. So even though we have different opinions, Catalin, I'm happy if you do what you think is best. And my advice to anyone who's keen is still protect yourself from getting bad advice by asking for some qualifications and just having a good look at the person purporting to be an expert and see if it all makes sense. Ask yourself, why are they selling me this week and then last week they were selling me something different? It doesn't really add up sometimes.
Love your work, Shremmers. You inspire great things.
Okay, that was a nice friend of mine, David, who used to work with me in the motor industry. It's lovely to hear your voice there, David. Thank you for your encouragement. And I love hearing from people in my previous life who are following me on this new journey online. So it's great. And I hope things are going well for you, David.
Hey, James, how you doing? This is Fernando from ferndogonline.com. Got a question regarding copy and SEO. I've been a number of places have contacted me and they want to post my blog postings on their sites. So they want to just copy and paste it word for word and put it on their sites and give a link to my site. And I'm worried that although I like the exposure and the fact that they want to do this, I'm actually worried though that this is going to be seen as duplicate content by Google and that'll actually hurt my page rankings because of that. I was wondering what your thoughts were on this. Thanks so much. I appreciate all your help.
Okay, Fernando, here's the scoop. If you let people cut and paste your content on their site, there is actually a risk, and the risk is that their site may be more powerful than your site, in which case I have seen instances where their site might outrank your site for your own content. Then there's the question mark of how they're going to attribute your authorship to that and if they're going to pass that back to you. Obviously, they've got something for them. They're getting good content for nothing. Now, I would suggest a different method. When people want to use my content, I ask them to rewrite it, or I get someone to rewrite it and give them a different version. That's the secret. Make it different. And you might be a guest poster or a guest contributor to someone else's site. Give them different content and make sure that you put a different backlink to your site on each instance of handing out content so that you're not just getting the same thing over and over again, because that's a sure sign of manipulation and Google don't like that. So there you go. I suggest hold on to your very best content for your website And if you do syndicate that content, just allow people to put a snippet or a rewrite or give them a different version of it that they can use. And forget about using spinning software and all those junky tools. This has got to be hand done. There's no shortcuts. Handwritten content. And if you find it hard to write content, then just dictate something and have someone transcribe it. You can get transcriptions very cheap, and it's a great way to stretch an idea into multiple formats.
Hello, James. There was a little disconnection between the title, the subject of the email, how to make without a mentor, and this title, how to succeed with better questions.
Hey, Francesco, thanks for that. So you're saying that there was a disconnect between my email that said how to succeed without a mentor and the post was how to succeed with better questions. Well, for me, they're more or less the same thing. My email is just making a point that you don't have to have a mentor. Now, certainly you can speed up your success if you do have one. And a lot of people will say they're not ready for it yet. So my technique that I really wanted to share is that you can ask yourself better questions. And I put a whole post on that. So I don't think it's a complete disconnect. I think it's along the same lines. But the way that my process works is I create the video and the content first and it gets posted to the site. And then at some point later, I will craft an email to drive traffic. And sometimes when I'm writing that email, I might have a better angle or a way that I'd rather phrase it that is going to motivate people to go and have a look at the post. So I'll always make sure that it's very similar, but it might not be identical. But I'm glad that you followed through to have a look, and hopefully the information was helpful for you.
Hi, James. Thanks for another – it's Jill here, sorry. Thanks for another great little lesson, and particularly the reminder that the podcast is just a traffic source and not a product. And you can sell a lot just by creating good content and just mentioning almost in passing a product. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Jill, that's a great point. I do get asked that a lot, how to monetize a podcast. And the answer is sell something. You use the podcast to generate traffic, and then you can mention products. But I will say you can specifically and explicitly mention your products. You don't have to hide it. But the point is the podcast itself, unless you're going to get sponsors and try that revenue model, it's pretty hard to monetize. And I remember hearing John Lee Dumas talking about the tremendous amount of traffic he had earlier on, but wasn't monetizing that. And I think now he's probably monetizing it well with services and memberships. So if you can drive your traffic or build a community and then tell them about something that you own or that somebody else owns that you can affiliate with, that's how you make money from a podcast. I mean, for example, this is a podcast and my main contributors are actually listeners. And my answers to these questions will be relevant for most of my audience. And I'm still able to mention my products and services. However, I don't choose the questions. You choose the questions. So I'm only putting a product link or a recommendation where it's appropriate. But because my market research is very solid, a lot of the things that I provide will be solutions to most people's questions. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, microphone on, I think it is, but we're going to try it.
Yes, I think your microphone is on. Now, it wouldn't be a listener comments episode without the old mic test. Love it. Thank you for calling in. Hopefully next time you get it all the way to asking a question.
James, thanks for the tip. I disagree to some extent, mainly because my social media and everything's been set up under Ray M. Feeney. And I'm going to continue with that. My company name is RMF Enterprises, and I haven't tried to brand that. So I'm going to stick with Ray M. Feeney for the time being. I may go ahead and start with the business branding later.
Hey, Ray, look, you know, if my company was RMF Enterprises, I wouldn't bother branding it either. I actually have a company called J-6 Solutions, and I don't brand that. That's why I came up with Superfast Business. Now, I do have social properties under my own name, my Twitter account, and I've got a personal Facebook page, and that's fine. But if you're going to go brandable, get a decent brand. The trading company's not really going to be that exciting for your audience. And to a large extent, it depends if you ever plan to sell the business. If you are lucky enough to find another Ray M. Feeney, they might find a lot of value in your business. However, if you want to sell it, it's going to be a little more difficult. So just keep that in mind. But there's certainly validity in the whole concept of not building a business to sell. If you want to be a speaker, author, expert, then your name is your brand and it is your authority, and that's where you make the money. So whatever you choose, just remember that you get to decide and build around a strategy. In my case, I'm still comfortable building out my business names and my brands. A lot of my customers know my brands, and I know that because they search directly into the browser. In fact, a huge proportion of people coming to superfastbusiness.com go to the browser and type Superfast Business into the browser, and that's how I know the brand is strong. Same for SEO Partner, my SEO company. A lot of direct search traffic and Fast Web Formula. So whichever one you choose, go for it. But if you are an authority as well, remember, it's pretty easy for you to jumpstart a brand by starting a new brand, and then Ray M. Feeney can lend that authority to the brand, the same way that Richard Branson lends his authority to the Virgin brand.
Hey, James, my name's Ryan. I'm from publicspeakingman.com and just wanted to say that I love the podcast and love the Own Your Race Course strategy and everything that you do. My question is, I can create videos, I can create the content, I can do all of that stuff, but what's the quickest and easiest way that I can create a product that people are willing to pay for? And should I launch with, you know, a one-off product, or should I launch with some sort of membership site? Thanks again for everything, and I look forward to hearing your response.
Hey, Ryan, great question. Before you rush out and create that product, start with your content, get that Own the Race Course stuff going. Make some videos. Start with the questions people ask you, the things that you're saying over and over again. What's on your little make this video list that ideas pop into your head because someone mentioned something that you think's pretty cool or they want help with? Have you had to sit down and step someone through something recently? Because that would probably be the basis for some kind of course. And what are you an expert in that people already pay money for, or that you teach live that you want to leverage online? I would suggest you start with one module of some description so that you can at least have a feature post. See, Own the Race Course is just one of dozens and dozens of courses that I've made, and I decided to give that away for free. But from that spawn a lot of different services. We have our SEO Partner Expert Pack, where we do Own the Race Course for people. We have our web development team, atlweb.com, where we build websites for other people, because it invariably our customers are going to want a website and they're going to want traffic. So what industry are you in? What things do people already pay for? What would they like to learn? What courses do they already buy that you have an expertise on that you could put together at least a good module on? And I'm talking like a 12-minute or less module. Put that up on your site, get it out there, and get feedback. And if you want to ramp it up or create extension models, then they could be paid. So that's how I'd start if I had to start from scratch.
Hi there. Thank you for providing this simple but useful information in how to design an effective training course. I really appreciate you taking the time out to do this. And I just want to wish you all the best for the rest of the future as you do more of this for us guys out here. Blessings and have a great day. Bye.
Oh, Valerie, that's very kind. And thank you for the feedback. I really appreciate it when someone gets some value from the stuff that I'm putting there, and I will definitely be creating more. And in fact, listener, if you want me to create something in particular, then hop on the send voice message tab at the footer of the site at superfastbusiness.com. Tell me what you want. I'll make a few videos. I'll put you in the future listener comments episode, and I'll remember to credit whoever asks me for it. So I'm kind of in the mood now to make a few little content videos. I've been sending the guys and girls in fastwebformula.com some special videos lately. I showed them how I optimized the page titles on superfastbusiness.com, which doubled the amount of search queries within a day of me adjusting that. So there you go. There's lots and lots of cool stuff that I could share with you. I just need to know what you want. So I'm asking you, what would you like to see on superfastbusiness.com? And I'll put that in a future episode. So there you go. That's our listener comments episode number 5. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to be doing a lot more podcasts. I know you love the videos, but I'm also doing these podcasts now. And that is because it's so easy to do. I love the medium. You can listen to it anywhere and hopefully you get some tremendous value from it. Now, on a side note, I'm moving over a lot of my very best posts that I had at Internet Marketing Speed across to superfastbusiness.com. This will be the new home for those posts. And I'm hoping to see you at Fast Web Formula 4 Live in Sydney in June. So hopefully, if you're listening to this before the event, go to fwf4.com and grab a ticket. Now, if you've missed the cutoff or you're listening to this sometime in the future, that's okay. Head over to fastwebformula.com where you can join over 700 other people interested in growing their internet businesses nice and strong and profitable. I log in every single day and answer questions in there. That is the place to be where you're going to learn much faster. Well, I'm James Schramko. This has been another episode of superfastbusiness.com. I'll catch up with you in the future episodes.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.